What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Under the state of public emergency in St. James declared by Prime Minister Andrew Holness on January 18, the human rights of detainees are to be upheld in accordance with the laws of the land. Find out more on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The government announced a state of public emergency for St. James on January 18 to restore peace and public safety in the parish. Under the Emergency Powers Regulations 2018, the security forces, namely the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF and the Jamaica Defence Force JDF, have been given extraordinary powers. Among these extraordinary powers are the authorization to arrest without a warrant and detain pending investigation any person whose behavior gives reasonable grounds to believe that they are acting in a manner prejudicial to public safety or they have committed, are committing, or about to commit any other offense. However, the protection of human rights is a fundamental component of the state of public emergency. The state has an obligation to promote universal respect for and the observance of human rights. Chapter 3 of the Jamaican Constitution outlines the fundamental rights and freedoms to which every citizen is entitled, regardless of race, gender, social class, color, place of origin, religion, or political opinions. These freedoms include but are not limited to the right to life, liberty or freedom, security, and humane treatment. And despite the extraordinary circumstances which may cause individuals to be placed in custody during the state of public emergency, the human rights of detainees must be respected.
The detainee has a right to equitable and humane treatment by any public authority in the exercise of any function.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner. Detainees also have the right to be informed about the reason for their detention as soon as it's reasonably convenient and in a language that is clearly understood.
The presumption of innocence tags along with the detainee. He cannot be compelled to testify or make any statement against himself.
Detainees also have a right to due process.
By virtue of the regulations, the detainee may request a review of his detention or a review of any restriction placed on his freedom of movement.
Detainees have the right to legal representation and to communicate with a lawyer. They also have the right to medical treatment and the provision of food and clothing.
The provision of food would be part of the humane treatment and clothing to ensure that his hygiene and sanitation are dealt with. This would be manifested in the conditions of his detention.
Detainees have the right to be visited by a spouse, partner or family member, religious counselor, and a medical practitioner of their choice.
So with this constitutional right for visits, then that would secure his right for clothing, etc., to be brought.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner. Food can be brought for detainees and is normally accepted on visiting days. The food is, however, subject to search or inspection under the Corrections Act to prevent the smuggling of contraband into the detention facility. Persons detained during the state of public emergency are not to be held for a period exceeding 7 days at a time. If you feel that your rights have been violated during the state of public emergency operation, there are several avenues for redress. You may visit the Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinic located at 42B Union Street. Contact the Cornwall Bar Association at 312-8215 or the Legal Aid Council office in Kingston at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. You may also visit the Regional Office of the Public Defender located at Shop 18 St. Claver Avenue in St. James. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great and safe weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.